It's time to relax, and you know what that means. A glass of wine, your favorite easy chair, and of course...
Rock for Rookies.
Playing on your home stereo. So go on and indulge yourself. That's right. Kick off your shoes, put your feet up, lean back and just enjoy the melodies. After all...
Rock for Rookies.
...soothes even the savage beast.
Welcome back to All My Rookies. I'm not even sure if I can call you guys rookies anymore, considering how much you have learned. Today is August 10th, 2008, and I have got a show for you! But we're going to start off with a song that I promised to play for someone. See, I promised Shira Wolf that I would play her a Spice Girls song on the show this week. Now, what I was smart enough to do was not promise that that Spice Girls song would be sung by the Spice Girls. So here, off the album Waste of MFZB from 2004, is Zebrahead, kicking it with Wannabe.
Get your
Sometimes I just sit around thinking how fun it is to just zig-a-zig. We do a lot of that on Rock for Rookies. You know that, right? We're zig-a-zig-ing all the time here on Rock for Rookies. We're going to move straight back into the music. No more of my drivel. Let's start up with the next song. It's by The Darkness, and the song's called Hazel Eyes, off the album One Way Ticket to Hell and Back from 2005. Now, this album came out a couple of months before Justin Hawkins, the lead singer, left the band. I discovered that most of the band moved over to form a new band called Stone Gods. And they're still retaining a lot of that glam metal, glam rock style. And what they said, what was great about the track, Hazel Eyes, is that you cannot get a case of the Michael Flatleys without listening to it. Michael Flatley being that crazy dancer from Lord of the Dance. So here you guys go. This is Hazel Eyes by The Darkness. Woo!
Thank you.
Two-time and touching broken bones by the Hives, Swedish garage punk at its best. The Hives are known for their outstanding live shows. I'm putting one in the link box for one of the best videos of the week. You have to see their stuff. They are absolutely fantastic. Their costumes, no matter what the album is, they always keep to their black and white, you know, different suits, white suspenders, black shirts. Their last album was called Black and White, but that was the song Two-Timing Touching Broken Bones from the album Tyrannosaurus Hives. Before them, we heard from Marilyn Manson, obviously Mr. Weirdo himself. That was off the album Golden Age of the Grotesque. Sar calls that the worst Marilyn Manson album ever, and I quote him because he's the only one of my friends that actually likes Marilyn Manson, so he should know. Now, I've decided that I actually think I might salute Marilyn Manson one day just to show you how much he changes, how much he evolves between albums. His style and his image, everything changes. I thought now would be a good time to bring up all the controversy around Marilyn Manson, if I haven't already mentioned that in a previous show, how after the Columbine shooting, a lot of people were like, oh, Marilyn Manson's to blame for all this. And then it turned out that the kids weren't even fans of Marilyn Manson. So then everyone got upset again that the media was trying to blame the music for all the problems instead of society. Wow. You know, honestly, I would think Marilyn Manson, if there was some kind of music, you know, just listening to him for hours on end would have some kind of effect on me, like Korn did when I used to listen to Korn. Once I listened to Korn for like 3 months straight, I almost did some stuff that would be quite illegal in every country but Kerplakistan. Anyway, let's move on. Less heavy sound than Marilyn Manson. This is more of the Brit rock style, though the band does not come from England. This is The Killers with Somebody. We'll be right back.
when you're not. Don't you realize there's no consolation prize when you're betting all you've won? But it's alright, I won't let you down. But it's alright, I won't let you down. But it's alright, I won't let this fade away. Oh. She will poison you again just to get her sweet revenge. You believe it's not what she is after. Someone who cares, things will never be the same between us. But it's alright, I won't let you down. But it's alright, I won't let you down. But it's alright, I won't let this fade away. Oh,
what is that?
Hey! Writing down the wall, not so far away.
No!
I won't share the past with you in any way. How can we pretend everything okay when we lost it all? Tune in, listen to what I have to say to you. Why be sorry when you're not? Don't you realize you're the consolation prize? Now you're betting all you've won. But it's alright, I won't let you down. But it's alright,
my son.
Pol Pot? You mean the mass murderer of millions? What a great thing to sing about. That was the song Holiday in Cambodia by the Den Kennedys from 1980 off of their album Fresh Fruit for Rotten Vegetables. The Den Kennedys were called surf punkers. Surf punk, there you go. It's surf punk is basically combining the two punk styles of America and England from the end of the late 70s, from the end of the 70s, and the early 80s. That was surf punk right there. Now, before then, we heard from Useless ID, homegrown here in Israel. Pop punk, definitely inspired by the Kennedys, as all the pop punk bands were today. That was off their 2004 album, Redemption. Now, we started off the block with the band The Killers. Now, The Killers are called the best British band to have come out of America, which kind of just sums up their sound, doesn't it? I don't really have a lot to say about them because I don't like them so much. I mean, somebody told me it's a good song, but to me, they just sort of sound like all the Brit bands. I know they sound like Franz Ferdinand. They're kind of cheap imitations to me, which really bothers me because they were accusing all these bands in America of riding their coattails, of imitating them. Fall Out Boy? Fall Out Boy sounds nothing like The Killers. What is that about? Perhaps Panic at the Disco, but Fall Out Boy? Either way, here's a band that sounds like a million other bands, but they definitely have their own style, and honestly, they're one of my favorite bands. And they're from Australia, too. This is Wolf Mother.
that she don't know. He's got her best friend on the phone. She'll wash her hair, his dirty clothes are all he gives to her. And he's got posters on the walls of all the girls he wished she was. And he means everything to her. Her boyfriend, he don't know anything about her. He's too stoned. Nintendo, I wish that I could make her see. She's just the flavor of the week. Dressed to kill, but the TV's on. He's connected to the sound, and he's got pictures on the wall of all the girls he's loved before. And she knows all his favorite songs. Her boyfriend, he don't know anything about her. He's too stoned. We'll be right back.
So we started off the block with Australian rock band Wolfmother, where the guitarist became the lead singer. Stockdale, that was his last name. Now that song does go out to Steve, who made my year much more interesting. He was in all my classes, and I got to talk like this whenever I was around him, but he always said I sounded a bit South African. Oh well. Now, Wolfmother actually sound like a lot of other bands, especially Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath. Mike Patton, frontman of bands such as Faith No More, Mr. Bungle, and Peeping Tom, in a backstage interview in 2006 at Lollapalooza, was, you know, he was giving an interview, and Wolfmother were playing their song in the background, and this is, quote, he said, "Are you hearing this shit? What year are we in? Excuse me, but Wolfmother, you suck! Oh my god, enough already, are these people stupid? Well, I guess they don't even have to say it, you've got ears." At which point he pretended to put a gun in his mouth. So obviously, Mike Patton, not a fan of Wolfmother, though a lot of other people are. Alright, after them we heard from American Hi-Fi and their super famous song, Flavor of the Week. Guys, stay with me here. A lot of people make the mistake. It's not Flavor of the Week as in 7 days, but Flavor of the Week as in weakness. Yeah, a lot of people don't catch that. So they got their name, actually. This is really cool. They met up with Keith Richards, the guitarist from Rolling Stones, and they just went up to him and said, "We need a name for our band." And he's like, "American Hi-Fi!" And that was the whole deal. Afterwards, we heard from Sprung Monkey, a really cool American rock band. There's a bit, you know, alternative rock, you know, they call American rock. I really have nothing to say about them, except they're a very fun band. They don't have anything interesting about them, but I think it was their third album was called Mr. Funny Face. Yeah, that's it. I wanted to tell you about that, because I think that's a fantastic name for an album. Anyway, we're moving on now to a band, one of Rock for Rookie's favorite bands. They have a new album out in 2 weeks, and I got a hold of the album. It's called Ultra Beatdown. It is to be released August 20th. Now, asked about the album, Dragon Force said that there isn't going to be much to change, but there is, because the last three albums themselves have been very guitar-oriented, and this one probably be as well. But I want to try to do some extra coloring with the vocals. That's what was said about the new album, Ultra Beatdown. But you got a point. You put out three albums, and they all sound exactly the same, but people still love them. If you were to put out a fourth album, would you change the style? No, because you don't fix what's not broken. Here's Dragon Force off the album Ultra Beatdown, Heartbreak Armageddon. See you guys in part two.
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
How was that for a change? I got rid of the school bell because there is no school right now. Welcome back to part two of Rock for Rookies. I am Maximum Mike, and I have to tell you, if you liked part one, you're going to love part two so much more because it is that much better. So we're going to start it off with a fantastic song, which I think sort of represents the feeling that I have right now during my vacation. I'm on vacation, and I have way too many things to do, which I think is not right. Here's Sugar Cult with Bouncing Off the Walls Again.
I'm bouncing off the walls again, whoa, and I'm looking like a fool again, whoa, I threw away my reputation, one more song for the radio station. I'm bouncing off the walls again, whoa, and I'm looking like a fool again, whoa, waking up on the bathroom floor, pull myself back together just to fall once more, and my heart's beating out of my chest.
So we just heard from Sugar Cult, American rock band, or called SoCal, which stands for Southern California, which is a derivative of pop punk. I want to discuss the term pop punk with all of you rookies out there. Now, it is not clear where the term pop punk first started, but there were a lot of pop-influenced punk bands around in the 1970s. Some of those bands that were sometimes said to have pop punk-style influences in them were the Ramones, the Buzzcocks, the Jams, and the Undertones. Now, they were punk. I mean, those were the first punk bands in the 1970s. So when Bad Religion showed up in the 1980s, they were given the title pop punk. Not punk, but pop punk. A lot of people call them the grandfathers of pop punk. Now, who are they the grandfathers of? Who today gets the title pop punk? Blink-182, Green Day, NoFX, Bowling for Soup, Simple Plan, Newfound Glory, these are all bands who have the pop punk title to them. Or mall punk, or pseudo punk, or bubblegum punk, or surf punk. Whatever you want to call it. And that is your lesson for the day. There we go. I know, obviously I'm teaching you guys a lot more. The show is not over yet. We're going to move in a totally different direction now and slow things down with the band Bush. No, no connection to the president or the other Bush. But this is their song, Glycerin. Now, little thing about Bush, they are an English band that made it huge in America. They sold 10 million albums in America. but they never really took off in England, which is weird. Maybe it's because they have the post-grunge style when whatever, and that was really big in America. So let's kick it off. Here's Glycerin by the band Bush.
Especially enjoyed that one. Let's see what's next.
Say something for the record. Tell the people what you feel.
Fuck the record and fuck the people.
You know we will not drown. Just got to preserve. tell you once again, I'll try to make my poop, cause it just can't win. I like to hear the sound when you smoke crack. If you do talk crack, close that chat, y'all. Gonna take it down with a vet bonk. It's down, got a steel crown, I didn't mess around. I don't even my voice, cause you got no choice. The volume of my crew still disputed.
If you don't move,
we gonna roll right over, motherfucker. Yes, everything gonna be alright. I got to wow the crowd with the sound so loud. Try to bomb, but you don't wanna get there. I got the mic that's right with 10 seconds. I'll feed you that trick, you can't take this slow down.
This can't be.
That's a heck of a cat sound. That is your soul found.
Can't you see?
And we coming to
your jam.
All the times that I'm on the outside and I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors. 'Cause inside you're ugly, you're ugly like me. I can see through you, see you the real you.
Thank you so much.
So I let that cheering go on there at the end because Stain deserved it. That was their song Outside Live from the Family Values Tour. When I was younger, I'm guessing younger, when I was like 18 years old, there was no one in the world that I wanted to be more than Aaron Lewis. He has the most beautiful voice ever. If that's not proved by the live show you just heard and how amazing his voice was just there now, that was the song Outside from the album Break the Cycle in 2001. It's the album that I'm most familiar with. I know they have five other albums, but I'm not too familiar with them, so I decided to play one of my favorite songs by the band Stains. Now, before them, we heard from Snot, the new metal, alternative metal, post-grunge, funk, metal, hardcore, punk, alternative rock band. Yeah, all those genres apply to a band that only has two albums, which means they did all those styles in two albums. Now, they were predicted to have major success. A band called Snot was supposed to be popular, one of the best funk metal bands when they came out. The problem is that their lead singer, Lynn Strait, died in 2000, and the band was just like, well, screw this. You know, what are we going to do with our lead singer? I mean, that's what made us a band. You know, if we don't have that, then if we don't have him, then we're not Snot, which is cool. I mean, some bands do that and some bands don't. I mean, AC/DC continued to be AC/DC after Bon Scott died, you know, and they did great with Brian Johnson. They're, you know, like, a lot of people don't really see a difference between the two singers. The band still kicked ass, so here we are, 8 years after Lynn Strait died, and Snot actually got back together, and they found themselves a new singer, and they're gonna try again. They have nothing out yet, but they do. Sorry, I also forgot to tell you about Stained. August 19th, new album coming out called Illusions of Progress. Stained are also on tour right now, or maybe a couple of months ago, with the band who I'm about to play now. From the 2003, this is the song When I'm Gone from the album Away from the Sun by Three Doors Down. Did I say that already? Maybe. Enjoy.
There's another world inside of me that you may never see. There's secrets in this life that I can't hide. Somewhere in this darkness there's a light.
Yeah.
lost my everything for just a second's worth of all my stories ending. And I wish I could know if the directions that I take and all the choices that I make won't end up all for nothing. Show me what it's for, make me understand it. I've been crawling in the dark, looking for the answer. Is there something more than what I've been handed? I've been crawling in the dark, looking for the answer. Help me carry on, show me it's okay to use my heart and not my eyes to navigate the darkness. Will the ending be ever coming suddenly? Will I ever get to see the ending to my story? Show me what it's for, make me understand it. I've been crawling in the dark, looking for the answer.
That was Crawling in the Dark by Hoobastank off of their self-titled album, Hoobastank. I actually like their earlier stuff before they went mainstream. They had one album before Hoobastank came out. It was called They Don't Make Basketball Shorts Like They Used To. And they had this whole ska section done by one person, Jeremy Wasser, and he did the horns for the whole album, and they got noticed, and they were doing great in California, and they got signed to a record label, and the record label's like, oh, ska, yeah, that was cool a year ago, but you have to change your style. And they did very well, and that's cool, but I like their ska style. You can check out that album if anybody wants it. I got it. Can lend it to you. Fantastic. But right now, last song for the regular playlist, let's go back in time to 1967 off the album Are You Experienced? Beautiful. I don't have to do this, but I'm gonna do it anyway. That was obviously, say it with me, Jimi Hendrix. That was the song Purple Haze. Purple Haze was ranked as the 17th best song, rock song ever, in the Rolling Stones Top 500 list, which is pretty damn impressive. But now, that's the end of the regular songs, and it's time to move on to the salute. Very happy about the salute. Good songs coming up. We're going to salute a guy who has 25 studio albums and a career spanning 5 decades. That's right, a guy who just put an album this year, 2008, but his first album came out in 1969, and the dude still rocks. He's the king of the shock rock. We are obviously going to salute Alice Cooper. We salute you indeed, Alice Cooper, which refers to not just the singer, but also the band. In 1969, they released the album Pretty's For You, which had more of a psychedelic sound to it, not too heavy. It was nice, but not my style. And then, in 1971, he put out the single I'm 18 on the album Love It to Death in 1971, and all of a sudden, like, the world had this new rock star. But then in 1972, they had an even bigger singer called School's Out, and Alice Cooper exploded. So I think I probably should have played this song last week during my School's Out tribute, Summer Chillax, but I didn't because I knew I was going to salute Alice Cooper this week. So here, off the album School's Out, is the song School's Out Forever.
Man,
And there's that school bell again. Wow. Absolutely incredible song, but I want to move on to the next album of Alice Cooper, which came out in 1973. It was called Billion Dollar Babies, and this album would signify their artistic and commercial peak, though it was only album number 6, leaving another 19 albums to go. Now, I want to talk a bit about Alice Cooper's fans. Alright, now, I'm not talking about us, I'm talking about the other musicians out there. See, in 1999, Cleopatra Records released an album called Humanary Stew. Humanary Stew. It was a tribute to Alice Cooper, featuring a number of contributions from rock and metal all-star collaborations, including Dave Mustaine, Roger Daltrey, Ronnie James Dio, / Bruce Dickinson, and Steve Jones of the Sex Pistols fame. Now, the album was notable for the fact, not that it was like the most incredible album of all time, but the fact that they got so many different supergroups to record it together, which means that those bands all had such esteem for Alice Cooper, which is incredible in the music industry for that many people to worship one dude. Now, there are another bunch of fans, non-musician fans, who are huge fans of Alice Cooper. You're not going to believe me, but it's true. His fans have included Groucho Marx and Mae West, who both saw early shows that Alice Cooper did, and they thought they were great vaudeville reviews. Also, and here's a great one, artist Salvador Dali. Yeah, he went to see one of Alice Cooper's shows, and in 1973 described it as being totally surreal, and he made a hologram picture entitled First Cylindric Chromo Hologram Portrait of Alice Cooper's Brain. Crazy, huh? I mean, the man's super intelligent, he's a born-again Christian, and he still rocks! I mean, he's a born-again Christian back in the 1980s, and he's put out like 13 of those albums after the 1980s. So here, off the album Billion Dollar Babies, is the song No More Mr. Nice Guy.
See you.
That was No More Mr. Nice Guy off the album Billion Dollar Babies, but now we're going to skip 20 years into the future because I have that kind of power at my hands. So let's discuss Alice Cooper's politics, something he has collected in himself throughout the years. Now, his philosophy regarding politics is not like any of the other musicians today. He has always kept his political views to himself. So you're saying, why is that worth mentioning if he does nothing to say or have any opinions about politics? Well, that's because in the year 2004, that took a slight change in direction when there was the presidential election, and he declared that a crop of rock stars that were campaigning on behalf of Democratic candidate John Kerry were treasonous morons. Yeah, that's pretty cool, right? He was yelling at people for being openly political. Now, this outburst caused a certain amount of controversy because everyone was like, who are you to tell us this stuff? And he was clarifying that the word treason was not against the rockers themselves, but they were treasonous against the ethos of rock music itself. Because rock shouldn't stand for one party or another. It has a greater purpose in life. Much more than, you know, politics and little tiny earthy things. Let's move on right now to what is actually one of my favorite Alice Cooper songs of all time. Why? Not because it's one of the best Alice Cooper songs, but it's because it's the first song that I heard by Alice Cooper. It was in the film Wayne's World. This is Feed My Frankenstein.
Shut up and let me drink the wine.
And that was Feed My Frankenstein off the album Hey Stupid. Alright, now there's one last thing I want to talk about before we finish off the salute, and that is all the positive work that Alice Cooper has done for other rockers. And I'm mostly talking about drug addictions and alcohol addictions. Alice Cooper is known for taking other famous rockers under his wing and helping them out. Specifically Dave Mustaine of Megadeth fame, huge alcohol drug addiction. Alice Cooper took him under his wings, got him all cleaned up, helped him out. Dave Mustaine now considers Alice Cooper his godfather, the person he turns to for all of his issues. Now, what are they doing today? Well, Alice Cooper's doing the same thing today he's been doing since 1969, making music and touring. His last album was called Along Came a Spider, and people loved it because people like Alice Cooper and he rocks. The last thing I want to talk about now is Alice Cooper's age. He's in his 60s. Not that that's really old, because most of our parents are that, you know, that age. I don't mean to offend anyone, but he is 60, and to still be rocking at age 60, amazing. So, when he was referring to his own age, he said, when I look at Mick Jagger, and he's on an 18-month tour, he's 6 years older than I am. So I figure when he retires, I have another 6 more years to go, because I am not going to let him beat me when it comes to longevity. So there you go, Alice Cooper, amazing rocker. And so, for all the reasons above, and the fact that he kicks total ass, Alice Cooper, well, we've come to the end of our show on today, August 10th, 2008, and I want to make one more mention. Today is my 2-year anniversary with my beautiful wife, Elle, so congratulations to us, and that's why I made a spectacularly super-duper show, because we kick ass so much. Also, I want to take this opportunity to say, you guys really need to start writing in with requests and dedications. You know, I can't keep coming up with the show all by myself forever. Plus, I'm sure that there are people out there that you want to listen to Rock for Rookies, and there's no better way to get them to listen than to say their name on the air. So guys, write in Rock for Rookies at gmail.com. Love to hear from all of y'all. Love to play the music that you want other people to hear. Guys, I'm Maximum Mike, and you've been listening to Rock for Rookies. See you next week.
There. I hope you enjoyed our time together today. You know, it seems harder and harder to just sit back and enjoy the finer things in life. Well, till next time. Ta-ta.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed the show. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to go. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the songs we know. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. So let go.